In the studio at the moment, I have Carl Dineen, and Carl's from the Full Body Workout. it's a long one, isn't it?
It is, for sure, yeah.
The gym up the road. Anyway, and we're going to talk about the Craig Connolly walk and fun run and, you know. So can you tell the listeners about Craig, first of all? I know it's... You know, it's probably raw with you as well. He was your partner. He was also your friend as well.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on the show, first of all.
No problem.
So, Craig himself set up a Full Body Workhouse. We would have been just gone into year six this year now, in January. We set it up at the end of 2013 and started off in 2014. Craig and I, we didn't actually grow up together, didn't actually know each other until sort of later on in life, but we just happened to stumble upon each other at various courses we were doing. We had made the decision just to go back and maybe get re-educated in the whole world of health and fitness, even though we would have been into sport and I would have played soccer and Gaelic and still do, and rugby all through my teenage years, and as did he. We had a keen interest in it, but I think it's something that probably we wanted to do all our life, but probably the right opportunity hadn't come along. So when it did, as I said, we got back and re-educated, and we ended up meeting each other, stayed in contact, and next an opportunity to come up to go into business, and we took it, and I suppose the rest is history.
And tell us what happened. What happened, Craig?
So Craig was fit and healthier, and so we thought, and he was.
He
had never presented with anything. There was never an issue, not that I know of, and nor Tracy either. So he was fit and healthy. We led an active life, but again, we didn't overexert ourselves or anything like that. Just on that Saturday, on the 25th of February 2017, the two of us were in the gym one Saturday morning, like any other normal morning. We had been out on the floor training our clients, all going well, and he just left the gym floor, and I didn't take any notice. But when the class was over, about maybe half an hour later, he just had said actually that he'd got some severe chest pains, and just for precautionary reasons, he actually had drove down to the hospital. But when he got to the A&E, they had left, and he just thought maybe he was, you know, they weren't maybe as serious as what he thought they were. So he came back up, and we were just chatting, and I got a bit of a land because I didn't, you know, realise what had happened. But he said if it happened again, that he definitely was going to go down the next time. So it was. I happened to be out on the floor with two more clients, two ladies. I was training them, and next he just popped his head out from reception and just waved and gave me a smile, and I just presumed maybe something was up again. He was going down, and next I got a call to say that he had gone down to the hospital and went in with chest pains. I thought at that stage it was okay. Tracy did as well. Obviously, two of us were informed. They were getting ready to move into a bandless low, as I said, for precautionary measures. But then, unfortunately, he must have had a massive heart attack in the hospital and never left, just like that. So I suppose I was getting the call then maybe an hour later to say, unfortunately, he had passed away. It literally was that. It was like you and I, Jerry, just talking here now, and an hour later you're hearing either one of us passed away. It was that sudden.
Yeah, and I suppose that does happen as well.
It does, yeah. Look at it. It's unfortunately, it's not sort of uncommon. It does happen, I suppose, but it was weird in the sense that literally the two of us were just chatting, and I suppose he had been only chatting to probably his wife, Tracy, maybe 2 or 3 hours before that when he left from work. Everything was okay. When I seen him going off to the hospital, I didn't think anything different of it. I just thought, you know, he'll be okay type thing. But to get a call then, as I said, an hour later to say that he had passed away from what we know now was a huge heart attack was, of course, a massive shock, you know.
Yeah. And so then going forward then, last year was the first.
Last year was the first anniversary. Tracy and I had been chatting the whole year because obviously we got on great and our three young boys and that type of thing. We were wondering of a way that would best remember him. So I suppose things that were important to him was obviously the gym that we had set up together, his clients, but definitely more importantly, his wife, his family and his three young boys. Yeah. So we wanted to try and incorporate something that worked with everything. So we decided to have a memorial walk stroke run 5K. And again, it was a very, very inclusive event. It was aimed at, say, you know, avid runners. It was aimed at people that only come back to fitness. It was aimed at literally maybe a husband and wife that like might like to walk along and maybe push a buggy. It literally, and you know that yourself from last year.
Yeah.
So there was all shapes, all sizes, all fitness levels, all ages, and it was great. I think that was really good just to see both young and old at it last year. So yeah, it was great.
I remember thinking last year the amount of buggies that was there.
It was actually great to see that, because sometimes people, when they see maybe like a walk or run, they're not quite sure is it like going to be all like really, really fit people. But I think it, so people might have a fear. So that's why we're very, very conscious to point out the fact that it was like runners, walkers, joggers, family members, kids, young and old. It doesn't make a difference coming.
It was a real, real family day. We were down there. We were broadcasting from there, and the whole atmosphere that day. And I know it was the first time, you know, it was the first one. So I know everybody was worried about how it's going to take off.
Of course, yeah, definitely.
When people come to it. But the crowd that were there and the atmosphere down there was just amazing.
Yeah, no, it was really, really good because it gave, I suppose when Tracy and I were organising that, it gives us great support when other people support us. But when the local community are supporting us, not only are supporting us, but you're obviously supporting the charities as well and the causes, which I know we're going to come to. But it was great on the day. And as I said, the more than you can have all, like, come back, I put everything back to sport because I'm obviously heavily involved.
Yeah.
You can have the best manager in the world, but if your players don't play for you can do nothing. And I think it was like that on the day. We organised it, but the people had to come.
We
know we were at their mercy. And in fair juice to them, they actually turned up and gave us great support in the day and I suppose made it what it was.
And that would have made Tracy feel so good.
Oh, it was
well.
Great,
and,
yeah.
And then the lads were there, the children were there. And
three young boys, Fionn, Sinan and Reen.
I suppose the whole idea of the gym and, you know, to me it was just an amazing day.
It was absolutely brilliant because, as I said, it's obviously a bittersweet day, of course, why you're having to do it in the first place.
But as
I said, it gives a great comfort to us, though, but also it's given great help to other people as well as we're doing it.
And again, the charities last year were Cree was one, yeah, I remember it, Cree.
And Crumlin Children's Hospital.
Crumlin Children's Hospital, yeah.
And of course, like, it wasn't a case that, you know, we're raising for charity, but they were very personal reasons for us. Obviously, Cree, for the reasons why he passed away, and Crumlin because Tracy and Craig's young son, Sinan, had been been part of the respiratory team up in Crumlin. Yeah. And he still is up there for checkups and that, but he is doing fine, in fairness. And then my own cousin, Rebecca, who unfortunately passed away a couple of weeks after that, she had been up and down to Crumlin for about a 10-year spell from the age of 7 up to 17 fighting cancer. So we know the great help that Crumlin does give, and also Cree. So there were very, very personal reasons.
Yeah, and that's, I remember on the day, just I think Tracy said a few words about the whole idea and why it was the two charities, really.
Yeah.
And you raised a lot of money in the end.
No, it was great. In the end, we ended up raising just under 25,000. And so we were able to present a cheque to Cree for 10,000 and present a cheque to Crumlin for 10,000 as well. So look, I'll be honest with you, we didn't expect that. But again, that was part of, I suppose, people donating to us, donating online, sending in literally cash donations, also our sponsors who came on board and would have been on the back of our t-shirt, and that's probably where the main chunk of the money came from. And also then we done a raffle with some actually great prizes, and again the prizes were all donated by local businesses, which was absolutely brilliant as well. And I suppose then people signed up for the race, so I suppose it came in from four or five different things,
different angles,
which was great. Like, that's what you need, you know, you need. But again, we were just overwhelmed by actually the response that we got, you know.
I as I said, we were broadcasting from, and I always have a fear
of a
race or you know, a 5K, because once you start it, you have to finish it, really. And then I had that fear of, and I'm, you know, I, as I said, I'm kind of fit, I'm fairly fit, like,
yeah.
But it was always that fear, and even now it comes around to it, and I'm kind of thinking, no, once I start,
of course.
You know, you get on the start line, and then people are expecting to come off the end line as well. So, yeah, so it wasn't like that at all, sure it wasn't.
No, I'll tell you, it was a very, very easy-going approach. As I said, yes, there was a good group ran it. I ran it myself and a few others, and then there was actually a few people from running clubs locally in Roscommon that they just, as I said, it was just the easiest thing, is they started at the start, the start line, and maybe families or walkers went behind them and they just took off and ran it, and then other people followed and just walked, and it was just a very, very easy go. You just literally seen between the crowd, three or four running it, and others maybe jogging, stopping, walking, and maybe bringing their kids along with them. I think that easygoing approach, I think, made the day sort of what it was. I think people realised, well, then, you know, it was okay, you know, you could
But come. I mean, having said that, you know, it was very well organised as well. Like, you know, I mean, I know there was a looseness about how it came about, but it was really well organised.
Look, I'll be honest with you. Whereas Tracy and I, obviously, we worked hard at it, but we got huge support, I have to say. Like, even from the help that we got here at Ross FM, because that was hugely important for the promotional side of things. And I know even it's just like even small things that we don't overlook, but you might. Even like, I know on the day we had, you gave us the loan of the speaker and microphone for doing a raffle and that type of, like, that might seem very insignificant, but it's all those small things that make a huge help. Then even the likes of local businesses that came on board, helping us and supporting us behind the scenes, our own family, friends, even the staff at the gym, they were a huge help. And also, one person I want to mention as well, actually, was Ursula Sweeney. She's a lady that Craig and I would have trained in their gym, and she's a member, and she gave us huge help. Myself and herself and Tracy worked, the three of us worked very, very hard last year behind the scenes to do the fundraising part. So I want to just give a special mention to her.
Now, it's changed this year. The race has changed this year because you're adding something else to it this year, aren't you?
Yes, we're going adding 10K this year. Yeah. Just, again, maybe a little bit more if people wanted to push themselves over a further distance and maybe felt that, you know, that they are avid runners or they're part of, and it's not that you have to be part of a running club, but is in, you know, for anyone that's doing a 10K will probably be at a reasonable level of fitness. So it's maybe a shout out to them, and it's even not even just running clubs, but even any football clubs that I know the championship season isn't starting until August this year, and most people aren't really out on the pitch. They might like to use that as a little sort of start of the season type thing, a 5 or 10K. But yeah, we've just added in a second distance, just to maybe as a more appeal to maybe some more avid runners.
So you still bring the buggy as well?
Look, it's like this. The 5K is still there for people that want to come and walk it and maybe push a buggy or even maybe just slowly jog it. That's there, but we just added in the 10K maybe just as an extra event as well.
As you said, there are runners out there at the moment who are in training for, you know, whether it be the marathons or even the football clubs are.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the guys will be out there. So, yeah.
For sure. So it's even appeal for them, for any clubs and that type of stuff.
And and if you want to come along and do the 5K, it's there as well.
Oh, of course. At the end of the day, the 5K is still our mainstay because we want to really still hone in the fact that it's at a family event as well. And again, the 5K might suit a person that's literally slowly coming back to fitness that they might want to do it. But the 10K at least is there for avid runners as well. But yeah, both events are going ahead.
Yeah, and your sponsors, have you got main sponsors you want to mention?
I think we have a lot of sponsors. We've a lot of sponsors to mention. You put me on the spot there.
No, it's okay.
But that's okay. There's no problem. Well, I'll tell you, a person that worked very, very hard behind the scenes with me last year and Tracy was Jerry McNulty from McNulty's Furniture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He helped us organise a lot of sponsors, which really helped us at the very, very start, just to get a few pounds together, just to get organised and stuff. So I definitely want to give him a mention first of all.
He's one of my sponsors, and he sponsors my show on a Friday.
He's a good guy.
Absolutely brilliant.
He's a good guy. He's a member down there in our gym as well, and both Craig and I would have trained him on and off and that type of stuff, so he's a huge help. But I might actually just shout out some of these.
That's okay.
These are, as you'll see on the back of our t-shirt, so we've got Excellent Signs, Carboyle Roscommon, Rogan Co, Rockford's Nightclub, McSherry Bros, Hitachi, Snapfish, Sean Doyle and Sons, Keenan's of Tarmanbarry, Lynch Florden, Curtain Centre, Gannon's Furniture, Paul Byron Shoes, G Furniture, Mark Lowen Kitchens, Rossmead Pharmacy, Top Oil Roscommon, Service Matters. Then we have Paul Doolin Plumbing Heating, ForestSales.ie, Christianine Bova AI Technician and Farm Supplies, Angus Oates Financial Broker, Dunn Stores, Slayman Carpentry and Construction Limited, McGuinness Total Healthcare Pharmacy, Burns Bookmakers Oldcastle, Pory Cloyne Block Lane, Cashigan's Baron Lounge, Wispies. That's our sponsors. And then our main sponsors are McNulty Furniture, Eurona Brisnet, McNamara Logistics, Image Furnishings, Trojan Boyle, Noel Regan and Sons Limited, and Roscommon Leisure Zone.
That's brilliant. Absolutely.
So that's our sponsors and main sponsors. Then obviously, and we give them again obviously a good mention on our Facebook page, and they're on our T-shirt. But obviously, then for anyone that does help out, maybe in different ways, everyone does get a mention on our Facebook page. Like some people might, you know, donate maybe smaller amounts of money and that type of stuff, but everyone gets a mention because it's all very, very worthwhile.
Oh,
and
it all
brings the whole lot together, you know.
Yeah, true. And you've brought a new charity on board as well.
We have, yes. Yeah. So obviously Cree and Crumlin were our staples, and they're more sort of a national. But we wanted to keep everything with a local feel as well. So we've included Join Our Boys, which I know you know very, very well.
Yeah.
And you're heavily involved with it as well. Yeah. So we were delighted to choose those as well, because look at we understand. As I suppose, and Tracy understands even better, I suppose, as a family, how tough it is with young boys especially. But what the Noctons have to go through and that, so we're delighted, whatever help we possibly can to them, do you know?
Yeah, and I was talking to Paula the other night, and she's again, they're over the moon about it, you know. And it is a chance for I suppose other people to find out about Join Our Boys.
Ah, it is, definitely,
and,
yeah.
And to get the knowledge about them and to get it out there into the world out, you know.
Of course, yeah, because at the end of the day, it's as much about raising money, it's as much about awareness as well.
That's
going to definitely do that. And in fairness, look at the effort that they've put in the last few years to build the Join Our Boys trust to what it is. I can only imagine the work they've put in. And in fairness, I know, but they'll appreciate the fact that they've got a lot of help through the local community and they've put in the effort and they should get it. So we were only too happy to add them into the list of benefactors this year. And hopefully, I suppose, people do come out in the day. And because even if you weren't coming out and you knew nothing about Craig, I suppose you're coming out to support the three causes, even if it's only that. And I know actually those people last year that came that didn't know me or didn't know Tracy, but they came because they had seen that it was actually a walk or run, I think, either for Cree or Crumlin, and that's what they wanted to support.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's perfect. There's no problem at all. Yeah. We're only too happy with that. And we know there'll be people there the next day that are solely coming for Join Our Boys, and that's 100% sound. That's perfect because, again, as I said, it's very inclusive right across the board.
Yeah, and because of the three lads Tracy has as well, like, you know,
yes.
I mean, there's a lovely video online at the moment, and I was watching it this morning.
Oh, yes.
And it kind of told the story, and it told exactly that. And I mean, I know Tracy and Craig were talking about one
yes, 100%
of doing fundraising for Join Our Boys in the early stages.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think actually, when we literally were, I think it was in our first year of business, we ended up getting the call actually one Friday night to see would we come out. And I don't know will Paula remember this because we've never actually talked about it, to see someone was meant to be coming down, a pretty well-known figure, I think, but I don't know, they couldn't in the end, to give a group of ladies a little bit of a pep talk in the Roscommon Park just a day or two before they were meant to go up doing the half marathon.
I remember that, yeah.
Do you? But I don't know who it was, should we say. But they couldn't end up coming. So, look, we got a call. I'm not actually sure who actually gave us the call that evening to see, look, it was a late call. Would you be able to come in and help us out? And look, Craig and I were only too happy to do it. We literally just, there was a little promo video going on as well, so we put a few of the ladies through a couple of true exercises and get them a little bit of pep talk and that sort of stuff just a day or two before we're going away, before they were doing their half marathon for Join Our Boys. But it was interesting, little did we realise at that stage that, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years down the line, then we'd end up being, you know, doing a fundraising event for Join Our Boys, but for a very, very different reason that we thought. So look, we're only too happy to help. And yes, Craig and Tracy, you know, had been talking about it, so it's... Now seems the right time, I suppose.
Yeah. So, again, how do people get involved?
I suppose if you were a business and you wanted to get on board, you could contact either myself, Cathal Dineen, or Tracy Connolly, either through our the Facebook page, the Craig Connolly Memorial Walk, or us privately. If you wanted to maybe donate and have your business advertised as well, I suppose. Or else for members of the public that maybe want to get involved and want to come on the day, they can, if they if they want, they can land at maybe 11 o'clock onwards on Saturday morning to register for it. What's easier to do it is probably if you register online.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
And that's open at the moment.
It's really open at the moment. It's very handy because at least it gives us a chance to know our numbers, but it also guarantees yourself a T-shirt as well for the day, an official T-shirt. So it's really, really handy. So all those links are on the Craig Connolly Memorial Walk Facebook page. But I'm sure maybe, Jerry, you might be able to pop up something, maybe a link or two.
Oh, no, we've already put up a link at the moment. Yeah, and again, I put up on my own Facebook page. Because, again, Join Our Boys, to me, I was at the walk last year, and we did our outside broadcast. It was a lovely, lovely day for us. It really was. And that was our way of helping, I suppose.
Of course, yeah.
And again, I got Susan Smith rang me and sort of said, Will I interview you? And again, Join Our Boys coming on board, of course. I mean, I'd love to have Paula in here, but I know if Paula was sitting there, we'd be probably in floods too.
Sure,
because, Join Our Boys for me is it's very important to me. And as Crumlin Hospital, I mean, I fundraised for Crumlin Hospital for years and years because it was from Dublin, so it was one of those things. And I know a lot of people down here would support, and Cree was another one. I have a few friends that actually go to the services that Cree do. So those three charities for me are very, very, they're very, very good and very worthwhile charities.
I think they were. And if you look at it, though, I don't think there's anyone, maybe not directly, but some way connected, that something has happened in their family with maybe the heart. Let's be totally honest now. Like that's, it mightn't be directly, but I guarantee you definitely know someone. And then as regards Crumlin Children's Hospital, again, I think you can say the same thing. It mightn't be directly a son or daughter, but it could be a cousin like I think they're, and as I said, Join Our Boys is very, very local. So I think there are three charities or cause that people could definitely resonate with on us, I would say.
And again, with the idea of Join Our Boys, with the publicity you were going to generate from the walk and people coming for the other charities even, at least people will hear about it. Because
of course,
I know Paula at the end, we haven't done a good fundraiser in Roscommon for a good while.
Yes.
And I know Archie's training at the moment.
Yeah.
And Sinead and there's a lot of them training for the marathon.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
And they're also doing it I spent last year up in Dublin with them for the Dublin Marathon. And the last 2 years. But last year I spent with them, and there was a totally different thing altogether. It was just so good to see. But I mean, again, it will give Sinead another goal to.
Oh, of course, 100%. And at first, I know she's usually heavily involved with the run. And look at what they do was absolutely brilliant when they bring Archie along, and it's unreal. Like, it's not simple. In fairness, I know, I know it looks fun and it's great fun, but I know it's dying simple. So it's fair play to them. It's brilliant what they do, and they're constantly out there. They're always out at some event and that type of stuff. It's
awareness
brilliant.
All the time.
And of course, look at they're instantly recognisable. With their whole setup, the orange T-shirts and the little buggy as well.
I know Roscommon has supported them right from the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
But again, we need to get out there in the bigger world, I suppose.
Of course.
So that to me is, again, I hope in any way we can help here. We will on the day. But you can also appeal. I know you'd need a hand on the day for just the day-to-day stuff that Stuart's and people that being there when people come back and just there are times when you finish a race, the crowd that are there when you finish or the crowd that are on the way make it all the difference. Make it, totally
100%, I think, and that's why it was so great last year. Just the atmosphere, just coming back and people giving you a pat in the back and whatever. But even as I said, if someone was in a situation where they couldn't walk or run or whatever, and they even wanted to be just there on the day as showing a support and maybe, put on a high vis and maybe, be one of the stewards or marshals as well. Look, that'd be absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Whatever help, we'll take whatever help we can get type things,
So then again, let's give out the numbers. Let's see how people are going to get involved. You can get them online.
We can get online through the Craig Connolly Memorial Walk. You'll see all our links there for the sign-up link for the race or else even just to donate. If it was the case that you couldn't just be in Roscommon on Saturday but you wanted to give something, there's the I Donate page there as well. Both those links will be on the Craig Connolly Memorial Facebook page. Memorial Walk Facebook page, should I say. And if you want to directly message me, Cathal Dineen, or Tracy Connolly, or directly message the Craig Connolly Memorial Walk Facebook page. We can give you out any information you want. We can directly send you back a link straight away if you want to sign up or donate. So it's quite simple.
Yeah, and I must say, I'm so, so glad that you're adding something to it. And I suppose in years to come, there'll be other stuff added.
Well, look, I suppose it's like this. Yeah. I suppose no matter if you're in business or what you're in, I suppose you always like to think that you're growing somewhat or trying to add in something more. So this year, I suppose we've added in the 10K and the local cause and join our boys. So, you know, it's nice to see us maybe doing something extra and maybe pushing on. So we hope for a similar response this year, and please God it goes all well. And the most important thing is the day stays dry. So and we've been checking the weather forecast, and I think it looks that it could be fairly okay.
The Child of Prague.
That's exactly what I said to you. All over the place. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
To be out there everywhere. But anyway, again, thanks a million for coming in and having a chat with me this morning. And as I said, if there's anything we can do, just give us a shout.
No, and again, thanks, Jerry, for having me in. And also, as I said, this is great for Tracy and I, and for our Memorial Day for Craig. As I said, it gives us a chance to create more awareness and gives a bit of publicity. And also, just to thank our sponsors and all the people that supported us last year, the members of the public, and we hope that you'll come out and support us again this year. Thank you.
Sure. Look, and it's really, I mean, I suppose the support that comes along is really just, I mean, it's, it must be great for Tracy and the children to see.
To see the
support. Because it's not easy. It is not easy.
No, it's not. But from a day like that, as I said at the start, I suppose, of the programme, it's a bittersweet day of why we're doing it. But also, I suppose, the sweet part is that when you do see people coming along and, giving you a pat on the back and, just chatting with people. And I suppose even for the likes of Tracy, maybe chatting to people, especially for maybe members that maybe she would never have met before, that maybe Craig would have trained. I know she got a great lift from that last year. People coming up going, look at Tracy, you might not know who I was, but member in the gym, Craig, been training me for 3 or 4 years. That's nice for her to be able to meet especially her three young boys as well. It's a special day for Fionn, Reen and Sinan as well, and that type of thing, And I suppose Craig's family, mam and dad and brothers and sisters as well. It's a hugely important day for them.
So, and it's happening on
this Saturday, 23rd, registration. If you haven't done it online, but I'd advise you to do it online, it makes everyone's life easier. But if you haven't registered online and you're coming on the day, you can do that from 11 o'clock onwards. And the fun walk run starts at 2 o'clock.
So people who are not in Roscommon, how do you get to you?
People who are not in Roscommon, how do they get to us? As in if they can't do the walk or run?
Physically, physically if they're driving. Where
Full Body Workhouse is the location. It's our gym that Craig and I set up. It's out the Lanesborough Road, the Clune Free Retail Park, out the Lanesborough Road. So, that's where we start, that's where we finish. And again, there's food and drink afterwards, and there'll be the raffle will be on afterwards as well.
Grand stuff. Cathal, thanks a million for coming in, and the best of luck on Saturday, and I'll probably see you there.
Now, thanks.
I won't be starting because I probably won't finish.
You'll be running it, of course you will. Not a problem to you.
I do the 10. No, as I said, the start and finishing is the problem for me. Because I know I can start it and I know I can finish it, but it's in between. Anyway, if anybody's interested, please get down there on Saturday morning. Even come along and the route is going to be there. People will know about it and they can go out and cheer them on as well. Let's make it a good day. Let's make it a good day.
Thanks very much, Sherry. Yeah, it's again, look, if it's anything like to go by last year, I know it's going to be a great day. We thank you in anticipation of your sport. So thanks very much.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on, Jerry.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay.